Macmillan Audio presents No Way Home by Tyler Weatherall. Read for you by Marisa Carlin. Now, December 2015. It's just me and my giant red suitcase on the platform in Penzance when my mother arrives to take me home. I see her across the parking lot, a bluster of blonde hair, wild and windswept, with the dog eagerly leading the way. We hug, my lungs filling with the sea air, and when Mum pulls back, her cheeks lift like rosebuds, pink with pleasure at seeing me. "Tie-tie," she says, and then looks down at my disproportionately large piece of luggage. "What is this?" "My entire life," I reply as we walk to the car. "I've come home for the holidays. By home, I mean my mother's house in Cornwall, located on the trailing skirts of England's southwest. We didn't grow up here, but I still call it home. It was a 6-hour train journey from London, hurtling along the coastline as the waves crashed high against the tracks. And before that, I took a 7-hour flight from New York. I was living in Brooklyn up until a few days ago, when I packed up my life and booked a red-eye back to London. I had no reason to move again. At this point, it's just habit.